This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The United States and Britain have imposed a new round of sanctions on Iran as concern grows that Tehran's unprecedented attack on Israel could fuel a wider war in the Middle East. In actions Thursday, the U.S. Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control targeted 16 people and two entities in Iran that produce engines that power the drones used in the April 13th attack on Israel. Additionally, Britain is targeting several Iranian military organizations, individuals, and entities involved in Iran's drone and ballistic missile industries. Should Israel decide over the objections of its allies to launch a retaliatory attack against Iran, Israeli military experts say they believe Iran's aging air defense systems leave them vulnerable. In an interview with Reuters news agency, Israel's former Aerial Defense Force commander, General Naaman Gavish, said Iran's air defenses consist largely of old Russian anti-aircraft missile systems or of similar Iranian-produced equivalents, such as old American and Russian warplanes, some of which date back to the 70s. He said Israeli pilots have years of experience in dealing with them.
You know, air defense, it's always a challenge for the Israeli pilots. But then from the other end, this is something that we know how to deal with. I wouldn't get into the operational way of doing things. But this is what the Israeli Air Force and the Israeli pilots were training themselves for years and years.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba on the sidelines of the G7 economic meetings in Capri, Italy, Thursday. As the meetings began, Blinken urged members of the U.S. Congress to pass the supplemental budget, a budget that's expected to be considered late this week. Kuleba said he was at the G7 meetings to encourage the world's richest nations to help the Ukrainian cause. He said Ukraine has shown it can be successful and receives the right kind of support. This is VOA News. The